This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's exchange of rocket fire with Hamas continued on Wednesday at night as tanks massed around the densely populated Palestinian enclave, and Hamas militants said they were still fighting on Israeli territory following their shock weekend incursion. Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system could be seen intercepting rockets fired from Gaza on Wednesday evening. Israel's death toll rose to 1,200 with over 2,700 wounded, its military said, from Hamas militants' hours-long rampage after breaching the fence enclosing Gaza on Saturday. Israel formed an emergency unity government on Wednesday as it pounded Gaza to root out Hamas and deploying forces north of the densely populated Palestinian enclave, where the militants said they were still fighting after their cross-border assault. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
There were more Israeli airstrikes in Gaza on Wednesday. Israeli tanks and armored vehicles have assembled in large numbers just north of Gaza ahead of a potential ground assault against Hamas. With Israel on a war footing, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's right-wing coalition and opposition leaders have agreed to form an emergency unity government. That's according to a joint statement from the opposition leader Benny Gantz's party.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. U.S. President Joe Biden reaffirmed his quote-unquote unshakable support for Israel after the surprise attack by Hamas as he prepared to address U.S. Jewish community leaders on Wednesday. Biden spoke to Netanyahu for a fourth time. This is VOA News. The number of Americans who have been killed since Hamas attacked Israel is 22, while 17 U.S. citizens remain unaccounted for there. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman has more from Washington.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the number of Americans who have died in Israel since the Hamas attacks could rise. Speaking to reporters on Wednesday, Kirby also said it is unclear how many Americans are among the estimated 150 people taken from Israel and being held in the Gaza Strip by the militant group. Discussions with the Israelis and other allies and partners in the region are underway about recovering those hostages, according to Kirby. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged Ukraine's allies on Wednesday to arm his country to survive the winter on his first visit to the alliance's headquarters since Russia's all-out invasion. Zelensky made a plea for air defense, long-range missiles and ammunition in the face of fears that the Hamas attack on Israel could distract key backer the United States from the conflict in his country. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced a fresh tranche of weaponry for Kyiv worth $200 million, including air defense missiles to help Ukraine stave off unexpected winter onslaught by Russia. U.S. House of Representatives Republican Party members have nominated a new speaker, but whether he'll quickly take on the job remains uncertain. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In private balloting, the deeply divided House GOP chose Majority Leader Steve Scalise in a narrow vote over Jim Jordan.
We have a lot of work to do.
When that would start is uncertain. The House remains at a standstill.
The House will come to order.
2.5 minutes later,
the chair declares the House in recess, subject to the call of the chair.
A whole House floor vote on Scalise is expected, but it's unclear whether backers of Jordan, whom Donald Trump endorsed, will support Scalise. The White House's message? Just get on with it.
We want to see the chaos be done with.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Vote counting was underway in Liberia on Wednesday, a day after citizens voted on whether to re-elect football legend George Weah, who is running for a second term as president. Liberians enthusiastically turned out in large numbers on Tuesday to choose their president, as well as 73 representatives from the legislative's lower chamber and 15 senators. Some 2.4 million people were registered to vote. No major incidents reported, only heavy rain in the southeast. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.